Begin the current daf and start the Shabbos daf tzad. The Gimel will begin Amar Alpha. Begin to taste the Masa that begins towards the Gemara. Tlosa mi'utik sivid. There's three exclusionary terminologies written here in this pasuk. So it's going to explain that why did the Braisa pick specifically the word ba'aseisa. Also, this comes to explain that why didn't the Gemara explain the words of Rishon in the Braisa. This drasha, like it says by the Tanakhama, that is, we had this three-way machlekes regarding what's the halacha which naim shasu. And the Gemara says from the Braisa we see that it's because it says nefesh, achas, and ba'aseisa, which comes to exclude three different types of things. But there's exactly an exact machlekes to Shimon and Yehuda, how to go ahead and qualify those exclusionary terminologies. Now, what's bothering Taz is that why does the Braisa say that Shimon learns out that two people do malacha together, and neither one on his own could have done it, that it's going to be putter because of ba'aseisa, which that's where he learned differently than Yehuda, but from this pasuk, we're saying there's three miutim, and it doesn't say which miut is going on which din. So it says Taisa, "V'hadu nakad ba'asaisa be'braisa tefei mahanos." So why does the braisa say that it's going on the pasuk of ba'asaisa, and that's where we're learning it out the halacha from? But what do I mean? It's three miutim. So it says Taisa, "Mishum miut achen shebe pasuk," since it's the last miut in the pasuk, "ubaha pligi," therefore it's on that miut because the first two ones they agreed to. That's regarding Ze Oikib Ze Maniach and Ze Yachob Ze Yachob, is rather on the last miyut, Rabbi Shimon and Yehuda disagree. According to Rabbi Shimon, you learn out that Ze Ein Yachob Ze Ein Yachob is still excluded. According to Yehuda, that's what you learn out from Yachad Shasal Piro's best. But what the father's taste is, well, the Reed doesn't know that my knock been most Rabbi Shimon. Why? When the Bryce explained the opinion of Shimon, did it use the words Yachad Shasal Chayim Bechul? That we learn out from Basaisa. An individual that does is going to be liable, but two that do together are going to be exempt. And meaning, v'loy nokad lishin d'lel. Why didn't you use the same terminology that the Braisa started off with when it said from ba'asaisa, ha'esis kula, v'loyesis v'ksas, someone does the whole thing and doesn't do part of it. That's different terminology. So it says, b'shem lishin d'shnaim shesu b'term, because maybe the wording of two people that do it together are going to be pater, mash mitzvei, and those words are included more, afilah ze'en yachal b'ze'en yachal, even as this one can't do it and this one can't do it, which that's the unique position of Reb Shimon, which sounds like he can be part in all situations. Therefore, when we said Reb Shimon's opinion, we wanted to say that terminology, which indicates more the strength of exactly his unique opinion. Today, it says the matzah begins the words of the Gemara. Chad ma'ute ze'oike b'ze'maniach. So the first one of the miyutim comes to exclude when one picks it up and one puts it down. So he's going to explain that why do we even have to tell you that it's part in? As Taisus addresses, he says, let's say one person, the meat of writing is two letters. Let's say one person wrote one letter, the other one wrote another letter. We don't have to have a pasuk to exclude. You didn't do the shir. That's what he's coming to explain. But regarding Malach of Eitzah, the Havimin, I would have thought to say, what the Torah is particular about is the actual carrying it out or bringing it in. That's what the Torah is particular about. But the that you should be liable even now putting it down. That's what the pasuk had to tell us, that no, even if you did the haitzah, but the friend did the hanacha, that you're going to be potter, because only chayiv if you did akira in one rishos and hanacha in another rishos. The matzah begins with the gemara hachagasina, that this is the girsa, the proper text. Test can explain that you have to have the girsa, according to Rabbi Shimon, that it's obvious that it's going to be potter, but not to have the girsa that according to Shimon it's going to be chayiv. Now the Gemara brought to a pasuk, nefesh achas techad b'shkagav amarz ba'seisa, which are three different miyutim, nefesh achas ba'seisa, and the first two, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree to. Machlikas was regarding the third one. Third one is Rabbi Yehuda holds, comes to tell you that you're going to be pater. And according to Rabbi Shimon, that's what we learn out regarding even ze'ein yachal, the ze'ein yachal. Now, then the Gemara says, Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, so Yachid, Shasol, Bahiraz, Bezdin. So this halacha Reb Yehuda learns out from the third meal. That what one individual does based on the ruling of the Bezdin. That, how does he know it? So that the Gemara says, Leitzar Kra. That he doesn't need a pasuk for that. And that's the gift that Taisa brings to have that because it was pasha to him that it's going to be a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk. But says Taisa, but legacy in the Reb Shimon Tamei. The Gersa should not be, Reb Shimon goes according to his reasoning, Dama that he says, Yochid Shaisal Baruz Bezin Chayiv. No, to the contrary. Of course you're not going to learn that off from Mimit, because it doesn't exclude you. Actually holds someone, an individual that does based on the ruling of Bezin is going to be Chayiv, get the Bishop, because like Rashi brings. In other words, Taisa says not to have the Gersa like Rashi brings, yet Reb Shimon Lashitasai that holds that you're actually going to be Chayiv, because that's not behead you, but Parakamadarius, because Taisa says we learn explicitly in the first Parakamadarius in the Mishnah of Gimel Menhal. And that says, halach ba'asal pi, and if an individual goes and does based on the ruling of the courts, Bein heviu kapar asin, bein loy b'chula, whether they brought their atonement or whether they didn't. The halacha is going to be, Reb Shimon Paiter, Reb Shimon says you're going to be exempt. Umefarish in the Gemara that explains time and the reason is, because Taylor Bebesna on this, someone makes himself dependent on the courts, he's considered an einus and not a shaykh. And if it does not have to bring a kapara. So according to Shimon, he owes Yachad Shasapi Horiz Besna is going to be pot, and therefore not that big is like Rashi had said that according to Shimon, that actually the reason why you don't need a meet is because he holds a chayiv. You see clearly that no, to the contrary, it's because he holds it so pashit, it's an einus, and therefore you don't need to have a meet, because we know already by Svara that it's excluded. The master said, if one of them could do it, another one cannot do it, which Chase comes to qualify, what's this ein yachol? Then the halacha is, that according to everyone, that one of them is going to be chay. Now, near the read, it appears to the read, the high ein yachol, this that we call one of them, that he can't do it. Doesn't mean he can't do it because he's weak, even if he's a very strong person. It's just that he happens to be carrying this beam in such a way, in this case, that if not for the other person, he could not have carried it himself. It just depends on the angling that he's in this object. Let's say he's using a finger, or he's holding it in such a way that he just can't hold it on by himself. Because the malon lukaycha, why do we need his strength? How did that help us? Right now he can't carry it, and therefore that would be considered and qualified as zeh in the yachol. During this the master begins with the gemara. Which one should we hold liable? Chayes can explain, don't think that the doubt is as if we're entertaining to say that who is it on. And that is, we said that if one could do and one cannot do, according to them, you can be chayes. The Gemara says, which one's can be chayes? So Chayes says, loy boy lemem. It's not like the Gemara is trying to say, shei potter is a shechel, as if we're entertaining to say, oh, we're not sure. As if the one who's potter is the one who could do it by himself, and to make the one who cannot do it be liable, because it's not logical. Most definitely, the one who could, he's the one who's really essentially carrying it. He's going to be one that's going to be chai. Now, the Kamar rather says, Taisus, what the Gemara is asking was that when it's coming to say, when we're saying which one, we're saying like, what, one? Why not two? But even the one who cannot carry it by himself should be chai. The Amr, they say, regarding the case of when each one cannot do it, still we say both are going to be chai. Here also, when you have one that could, which we know for sure is chai, but even the one that cannot, should be the same thing by Zayin Yochav, Zayin Yochav, should also be chai. That was the Gemara's question. Ketuvah next says, the Mouth says, begins, where's the Gemara? Amr of Zvid Mishmei Dirav. He says, Afanan Amdinina says, we also learned this idea, which comes to support this idea of, as Taisa says, Pirish, the Mesayayim B'mamish. That helping along has no substance. Which Taisa has come to explain that there shouldn't be a difficulty from the Gemara Beya, from Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi, that we see the Mesayayim actually Yesh B'mamish. But this is what we're saying, they're saying Rav Zvid holds, he's coming to support this halacha from a Tanoic text that Mesayayim B'mamish. On that, Kashal Ri, the Ri finds it difficult because the Hache is like Zvid. We see, as we just brought from our Gemara, Zvid holds Mesayayim B'mamish helping along has no substance. And Mechayim Rav Ashi B'samach, so Rav Ashi, shortly the Gemara brings that he also holds Mesayayim B'mamish. Now, Beperek Beis Debeya, Amrina, but in the Gemara Beya, Dav Chab Beis Amanav, the Gemara tells us, Amemur Kachal Ein Al Dinachim B'Shabbos. Amemur went, and he had an eye paint put on his eye for medicinal purposes on Shabbos. So Rabashi said to my Daitech Bahulu, what's your intention? In other words, why are you letting this be done on Shabbos? And Rav Kani says, yes, because a sick person that doesn't have danger to his life, I'm Il Nachib Isa, that he could tell a non-Jew and the non-Jew could do it. The problem is, but you're helping along the Kohamitzah because you're closing and opening up your eyes, which helps the medicine go in, and therefore you're helping along. So Malay said to him, Ikar Rav Zvid, Dekoy Kavasach, it says, you're right. Rav Zvid holds like you. Rav Zvid holds that you're not allowed to go ahead and help along to the non-Jew who's putting in the medicine. And he asked me the same question. Vishanli says, but I answered him and say, Yembe Mamish, helping along has no substance. But one thing says, Taysa Mamish, it sounds like Rav Zvid Rav Ashi say him that though both of them hold the Yeshbe Mamish, that does have substance. And that contradicts both of them over here in our sugya that are saying two proofs of him and say, Yembe Mamish. And that says, Taysa Ain Limit, Ain Limit. Don't say, Dohad Mahach, Yembe Mamish, this that they say here in our sugya that there's no substance. Loy shift ligami doesn't mean that you should be totally exempted, because really Messiah Yesh B'mamish, like they say over there. El de imbechiv chatz, all it's saying is that there's no liability of karma chatz. So it says you can't say that, because the Maisa Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi brings here in our sugya his raya regarding if one foot is on the ground and one foot is on the vessel or rock, that this, he says, davidosik shera, says the proof that Messiah Yesh B'mamish is because his avodah is going to be kosher. Mashvitzali, that Philip Sudraban, like that it's even, it's okay, even initially, that it's not even a rabbinic problem. So again, if that's the case, Lin Shabbos Nami, so regarding Shabbos also, Menolan Shishbi Sudraban, and how do we know that there's rabbinic Isser, if that would be the pshat that we would say to resolve the contradiction? So, but however, Miyute says, however, L'Ravashi, Klamema, in regards to the contradiction of Ravashi, what you could say is the Basa, the Shaman, Mamema, Sabi, right, after he heard from Mamema over there in that Sugyim, it's like the Beya, then the hold of it, which that's what we quote over here, that he holds Imbe Mamash. And L'Razvit Kasha, but the difficulty is for Razvit, Diyu Gufe Kamavish made the Rabba de Mamash, he himself is saying here in that Sugyim, in the name of Rabba, that there's no substance to it. Mamema, Hoya Harba Acher Rabba, but Mamema, who was over there in that Gemara and Beya, was long after Rabba. And therefore, if he heard from Rava, the Messiah has no mamish, before Amima asked the question that yes, be mamish, so how could he ask that Messiah yes, be mamish? So Taisa says, Vafula achra papa, that actually it's even after a papa, she tamidisha Rava, who is a student of Rava. So again, it's definitely much later. Which Taisa said, Vishema basa maisa da beimam, but maybe what you could say is that the questioner of Zidas tamemer, he did not hear from Rava. Rather, basa maisa da beimam, after student of Amima, they told him, "Messiah, ain't by mamish." Shamer was in the shemitah rabba. That's when he heard from rabba. But whatever rabba asked me, you're right. Rabba was much before, but he didn't hear from rabba. He only heard it subsequently in the name of rabba. And if it's possible that yes, this was after, as we said for the other amar for Ravashi. Vaydemari. Another thing that Re says is that you could say the achi parachasim. The Gemara's question over there was, that you're helping along. What does that mean? Because to ka'amitz a pasach, because you're closing and opening up your eyes. Ah, so therefore, it's not a contradiction, because although, like we're saying now, Sugi over here, that in general, helping along has no substance, we could say, they were more stringent regarding the grinding of the herbs, which is the Isra of Rifu on Shabbos. That's what Mishani, and that's what he answered him. No, the Imbay Mamash Abilin said, no, even regarding this context, there's no substance, but really, Razin and Vashi, they held that, yeah, in general, like they're saying now, Sugi, Imbay Mamash, it's just that they thought to say maybe over there would be more stringent, and that's what he answered, he said, no, even regarding that context, Imbay Mamash. Tinek says not to begin the words of Gemara. Reb Shimon Matar. Shimon holds going to be tar. And the Gemara and Tais comes to explain this reasoning of Reb Shimon, which was regarding a zav that sits on a bed, and underneath every one of the legs of the bed there's a talis. So he said all the talises are going to be tummy because the bed cannot stand on three legs, and the zav that's carried on the legs of the bed, so it transmits tumma to each one of those talises. But that Reb Shimon says no, they're going to be tar. So Pish, because Rashi explains, because Reb Shimon Latameh, Shimon goes according to his reasoning, the potter Zayin the Yochel, Zayin the Yochel, he holds that even though each one on its own cannot do it, here also each one of the legs cannot carry the bed, still, we're going to say that they're not going to combine, it's like Shnayim Shasu, which you're going to be potter here also, we're going to say that each one of the talis are going to be taught. So Tzai says, V'ein Nir L'Rashba, but this does not seem to be correct to the Rashba. Because the Shami Hasim over there, it's different by two people that are doing a Malach on Shabbos, where each one cannot do it on their own, because the Goli Rachmana, that the Torah reveals explicitly, they could crawl lifter, like our Gemara brings, it's based on the Psukim. How are you going to compare that specifically over here to the laws of Tum and Taro? So rather, Benira, the time, or rather, it seems like the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon holds his Taro, is Mishim the Bayish Yer Rev Hazav Nisal Kolecha. It's a different Svar, it's a unique halacha regarding the Tum of a Medrash of a Zav, that his weight has to be carried on each one. And if it's not carried on each one, then the majority of his weight, then it's not going to have a Tum of Masa. So here, each leg is only a quarter of holding the weight of the zav, and that's why it's going to be tar. As Taisa says, "V'chei mashma misaf the zav in perik dalad and mishnah hey the tana learn the mishnah with this says hazav bekap is naim if the zav is on one side of the scale. U'mishkum mishkunek dan the bedding and the chairs on the other side of the scale. So it depends. Kara hazav if the zav is heavy and he weighs it down so to higher, so the bedding is going to be tar. But if kara hain if they weigh down, they're heavier than tamein, then they're going to be tamei because they're carrying the zav." It's like as if he's laying, as if he's being weighed down. His weight is on top of them. They're weighing it down. Now, Shimon Naiman, he says, "Biyachid tamein." What does that mean? Pirish. Kishein ela mishkab echad e moishab echad. If there's only one bed or one chair, oh, so then it's going to be tamei. But b'merubin, when there's many, when there's in the other scale, let's say two beds, then turn they're going to be tar. Why? Shein kolecha. Nice rib again. The same idea because neither one is carrying the majority of the weight. Each one is taking half. So that's why, that's the halacha, not because of Shnayim Shesu, because it's the halacha specifically regarding Shabbos, regarding the Tumah of Medrash of the Zav, it has to be Rav of the Zav on it, and not having Rav of the Zav on either one. So Taisa brought from Rashi, explained the reason of Shimon holds going to be Tar, is because like Shnayim Shesu, where each one cannot do it on their own, and Shimon holds going to be Potter. Taisa explains that, no, the reason is because it's not going to have Tumah of Mishkan Vamayshav, which is only if it has Rubishal Zav on it, and once it's not just one, it's not having Rubishal Zav in each one. Shemek says the Matzah begins towards the Gemara, Reich Megabe Behemoth. It's riding on an animal. Tais comes to explain, they were talking about that the animal is in its place. Because the Gemara brought that Zav that's on an animal, and underneath one of the every one of the legs is a talis. Say all the talis are tar because it can stand on three legs, and therefore each one leg, we could say that it's really only a misayeh. So Taisa explains that we're talking about that ba'imed desari, the animal staying in one place. If it's walking, kol shoy carries regular ha'echad by men's lagimel. Then for sure, every single moment it's picking up one leg and standing on the other three. But tami mashachten, of course, it's going to be telling what's beneath them because she'enichel lam al shem, it cannot stand on two legs. So obviously, that it's going to be on the leg. We're talking about that it's standing in one place. Then each one, it could be with its leg up, and therefore it's not necessarily considered integral, and each one is going to be considered like the fourth one. Phoenix says, not such against words of the Gemara, because you can stand on three legs. This explains what the Gemara is coming to say over here, as we just quoted before. The have a leg, kol rego, what that means to say is every single foot is ein yachl, it's considered the one that cannot do it on its own. And each of the other three are considered that they could. And since each one, we could say, is that leg that cannot carry the zav, so therefore each one is considered this idea of misayeh. Then next says the matzah begins with the gemara b'kim the zimnin akra ha v'zimnin ha. Well, if you're telling me that's the case, well, then if sometimes it can pick up this one, sometimes this one, la v'kizav ha-mesapach, it should be like the zav that turns around. Rishis comes to explain that that's even in Rishus HaRab, which the gemara had asked this question and says, wait a second. If you're telling me it's not because of misayeh, maybe say yesh b'mamash. It's simply because it can pick up the leg totally, but we don't know which one it is, and therefore, like b'zav mishapich, you have a suffix, it's going to be tummy, and that's just taste of a filib shusram tummy. And that's even in the public domain that it's going to be tummy. What taste means to say is that don't reject that azab that sleeps. That, yeah, there we could say that's generally in the Rishus HaYachid, and therefore it's going to be tummy, which suffix tummy Rishus HaYachid is tummy, but riding on the animal, generally Rishus HaRam, it should be tar. And this case is regarding the animal's leg is in Rishus HaRam. So that's a taste is that no, that there's no difference between Rishus HaRam and Rishus HaYachid, and even Rishus HaRam, that's going to have the suffix of the tumah. Ketanik says the matzah begins with the gemara la'arkan tameyim. If he's laying on the length, then the things he's laying on are going to be tummy. Shesh comes to explain the reason why on the length, its length is going to be tummy and its width is going to be tar. Because we said azab is laying on five benches. If it's on the length, they're all going to be tummy. Shekain garasa hakunches. This is a Rashi's girsa, his text. Upirish, and he explains the tameyim, why they each bench going to be tummy. Because you could say the kolechad nisei rubalav. You could say it's possible that every bench was carrying his the majority of his weight. Palmazia, palmazia. Sometimes he's on this bench, sometimes he's on that bench, but each one at that time is carrying his majority of his weight. But the rachman tyran. But if he's laying on the width, his length is the width of the benches. Then it can be tarsha in rubay nisal kolechad man. Because no one bench is carrying the majority of his body weight at any time. Well, Fiza, according to this, Asi Krib Shimon. So then this must be going like Krib Shimon. The Bay Shay Rev Hazab Nisalab, that he needs a majority of the person's body weight, like we explained in the previous tesis, to be on it at that one time. Now, Briyamah, he says, no, the Muslim Dasa Fil Graban, you could even say that it's going like Draban, who hold that it does not need the majority of the body weight of the Zab on it. Now, but Timer, so what's the reason that if he lies on the width, that the Hirsi can be Tar? From the Havali Kalechma, say Yeshim Imamish, simply because of the Swara, that it's considered assisting without any substance. Now, what the next point that Taisa is based on is that the Gemara proves from the safe of this Braisa, that the case of the Zab was sleeping on the width, that we see that if there's a doubt, maybe he moved around when he was sleeping, and maybe he ended up on the lamp, they're all going to be tummy. So that's a Rayam, that even when there's a suffix, if the majority of the Zab is on, it's going to be tummy. So that says Taisa, Sumehach, Reisha, from this Reisha already, that if we're saying he's sleeping on, if he's laying on the lamp, it's going to be tamei. Have a matzal mifrach. The gemara could ask from here because we see the metamei la'arka misveika. We're going to contaminate along the length out of doubt because they're saying maybe he laid on each one because he's rolling around. So why are we asking it from the sefer? They prefer to ask from the sefer. The mefarash b'taima might mean just because it's explicitly the sefer that is because of the suffix of that maybe laid in it on the length. So it says explicitly that, but really the same halachah. The concept, which you could ask from, is already there from the Reisha. They just the same. It says explicitly, but they ask from the same.